Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
Joining us on Behind the Herald Headlines today, Sunrisers Eastern Cape head coach Adrian Birrell, reflecting on a great win, a bonus point win last night, and a match again tomorrow coming up at St. George's against the Joburg Super Kings. Morning, AD.
Morning, Darren. How are you?
Doing very well, thanks. Not as well as you guys. A poor start to the season, let's be honest, but man, you've brought it back. Three bonus point wins on the trot.
Yeah, we got into a little bit of form, although we're still struggling to get a start to the bat. It's quite tricky at St. George's to get a start. It seems to be doing quite a lot up front with a new ball, but delighted with the three wins. Would have paid a lot of money for that after the three losses at the start.
There isn't much turnaround time in this competition. If you do get off to a bad start, there isn't a lot of time to get into the nets and coach and work on changing things. Is it just a mindset thing that turns it all around for you?
No, we do a bit of work on in the mornings and on the odd off day that we have. So we do train in between. So it is full on though. You know, we played last night and I've actually given the guys off today because they're just exhausted. And then we play tomorrow, and then we fly on Saturday, and then we play in Joburg on Sunday, and then we're off to Cape Town after that. So it is full on, but we do get the odd training session. A few of the guys are eating today that need a bit of form. So
okay,
we're doing a bit of extra stuff. So we do bits and pieces in between.
All right, so you do have a chance to work on issues. AD, let's go back to last night. A 52-run win, handsome win, with a bonus point over the Pretoria Capitals. But what were you thinking when we had five down for about 50 on the board?
I was thinking worse things at 18 for 3 after four overs. So we didn't have a good power play at all. But one of the team strategies is to have a batter to bat through and be there at the end. And looking at their makeup of their team, their death bowling wasn't really a strength where ours is. So, you know, we needed a batter to bat through, and Aidan Markram, the captain, was that person last night and played within himself, you know, had a runner ball till quite late in the innings and then unleashed, you know, the last two overs, especially getting 19 and 17, which got us to about a par score, maybe even a bit more than a par score.
He got the Man of the Match award, Aidan Markram, but I think mention needs to be made of Marco Janssen. Was it 4 for 13?
Yeah. Marco Janssen and Liam Dawson, because both of them also scored very valuable runs. Marco getting 24 of 20, and then Dawson got 25 of 11, which is a really good sort of burst at the end of the innings, which got us to a 149. That was very, very valuable. And he also got 3 for 17, I think, in his four overs. So he's run into a bit of form, which really helps.
Any more pressure on you this season than previously because you've won it 2 years running or less?
I think I feel the responsibility to deliver in any of my teams. I always feel pressure. I don't think there's any more or less, but I do know that we've got a good group of players. Yeah, it's been proven over the last 2 years. So when we had three losses, it was just a time for calm heads and clear thinking, and knowing that we are a good squad and stick to what has worked for us. So we went and spoke really hard about the way we want to play and stick to it, and let's don't go searching, because once you search and go out of your game plan, then I think you're in trouble. So we were able to draw on the belief that we were a good side from previous years, and I think that worked well.
It won't have escaped your attention. The Orange Army has been out in full force, packed St. George's for every one of your home games. That means a lot, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's like a 12th man. I've said it many times. The support we get is remarkable. And it certainly outweighs any of the other support that other teams get at their home venues. So we're very, very grateful for that. And it's driving us forward. And we also want to deliver for the fans. And there's a real desire and drive to try and win this for a third time. So We're not just sitting there thinking we've won two trophies and, you know, if we come mid-table, that'll be okay. We're really driven to try and bring another trophy home.
Condition of the squad, everyone fit, available for selection for the game against the Super Kings tomorrow?
Yes, no, everyone. Well, we're carrying Patrick Kruger. He played one game, but then sort of pulled a calf muscle before he came here. And then it's not the same muscle. There's a sort of an underlying muscle that he's sort of strained. So we're hoping that he gets on the park soon because he does balance our team with the bowling that he does. And it just gives us that balance. So we've either got to err with the extra batter or the extra bowler. We can't sort of do both where he gives us that balance. So we're looking forward to getting him back on the park.
Thoughts on the competition in general, AD? It just seems to have gone from strength to strength on the field and off the field. The quality of the cricket, the way you're capturing the public's imagination. Are you getting a sense of that no matter where you play?
Yes, definitely. And if you speak to the overseas players that are playing here, they all are in awe of what has been achieved over the 2.5 years now. And, you know, full credit to Graham Smith and Stephen Cook. You know, they've done a remarkable job in firstly getting this off the ground and then growing it like they have. And there's tremendous interest from all over.
When it comes to auctions and you decide which players you want to get, you guys have done pretty well when it comes to the auctioning. Talk me through your strategy if you're able to.
Yeah, I think I've got an advantage over some of the other coaches where I work in England full-time. So I see, you'll see most of my overseas are English players, and it's probably because they're playing against my team or for my team, and I see them day in and day out in England. And so I'm able to choose players that other coaches might not see. Other coaches have other advantages. Jonathan Trott works with Afghanistanis, so he's able to see a lot of those players, and they've got remarkable talent, I must say. But you always trust what your eyes see. And so our strategy has been choosing players that are a little bit under the radar, but are proven performers in the English system that I've been able to get and get into our team and build a team of good fielders, quality bowlers and good batters. So, you know, the strategy has been using a lot of my experience overseas.
Okay, final question. Can we press you to tell us which of the other franchises so far look the most dangerous to you? Who are you keeping your eye on?
Well, Paul's had a fast start, but they've had fast starts in the past. We've always had slow starts, so I hope history repeats itself. But, you know, they're good sides. And even DSG, Durban, when you play against them, you actually worry because they've got this Noor Ahmed, who is a remarkable bowler. I mean, he's the best out there, I think. And then they've got Heinrich Klaassen, who's the best player in the world. And we got two wins against them, and I'll bank them very quickly because we can't get Noor or Klaassen. Other teams have that sort of hurdle to climb. So, I think they are a good outfit in those two individuals with the cock as well in there, Brietsky. They're a good outfit. But I haven't done that well. Joburg are sort of a very experienced team, relying on a lot of the sort of older generation T20 players. And I also believe in that it's not a young man's game, although Luandre Pretorius for Paul has proven otherwise. But Mumbai seems to have hit a bit of form. I'm worried about Mumbai. I'd like to beat them on I think it's Wednesday next week.
Well, good luck for that, and good luck for the rest of the competition, and in particular the game against the Super Kings. Next game at St. George's, 5:30 on Friday, tomorrow. And, send our best to the team. Long may this good run of form continue, AD. Thanks for joining us.
No, thanks very much, Darren, and hope to see everyone at the game tomorrow. Thank you.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.